time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, back at home for a doubleheader in the MIAA tonight as they take on the Missouri Southern Lions. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, we are in for a heck of a night of basketball tonight.
Oh, I think you're definitely right. Two very good matchups. First of all, in this women's game, you're looking at a Missouri Southern team that's much improved over the past year. They're under an interim head coach in Rhonda Hubbard, who's been a longtime assistant in the program under Marianne Mitz. She's really simplified a lot of what Missouri Southerns have tried to do, especially on offense, and they come in with just three losses on the season. They're 12-3 and 6-2 in the MIAA in third place. Northwest comes in 5-11 and 2-7, but the Northwest women playing much better basketball right now, and really it's a good matchup, I think, for Northwest to come in and knock off a team that's playing some pretty good basketball on the women's side. And then, of course, in the men's game tonight, the Northwest men a half game in front of Missouri Southern at the top of the conference standings, and that ought to be one heck of a game a little bit later this evening.
And, you know, really, when you look at the records in the women's game, you kind of think this is probably a mismatch, but honestly, we have seen Northwest play better against the top teams in the MIAA.
Yeah, it's almost like they played to the level of their competition. They played very good against Emporia State, of course, one of the top teams, not only in the MIAA, but the nation, Central Missouri, this past weekend. A very good game against the Jennies. They're ranked 8th nationally and really legitimately had a shot to win that game. So it's a very winnable game for Northwest here tonight. They just come out, execute, and do some of the things that they've been doing. They've been improving each game, and I think it's going to be an entertaining game to watch tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader tonight. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mount City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, you mentioned how Northwest was playing. You look at last week, even in the loss that they had to Southwest Baptist on the road, really played a decent basketball game. Just you can't do much when the opponent shoots 70%, which, honestly, Missouri Southern did a couple of games ago themselves, so hopefully they've gotten that out of the way and they don't see another shooting performance like that.
Yeah, that was ridiculous last week down in Bolivar where SBU came out really for about the first three-quarters of the first half, just shooting lights out. As you mentioned, just right around 70%, a little higher even, and Northwest doing what they could defensively to guard against that. And when you're just knocking down shots like that, you just have to shake your head a little bit. But things evened out, and Northwest made a game of it in the second half and really outplayed SBU in the second half of that one. And
I think they've been doing a lot of things better. They've been cutting down on turnovers, shooting a little bit better from the field, and they can really do a job on the boards tonight against the Missouri Southern. Limit the number of shots Missouri Southern gets. I think that would be one of the keys to this matchup.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern, an MIAA doubleheader tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Des Moines native Bill Oliver is a 1981 graduate of Northwest Missouri State and says his experiences while working on the university's public radio station, KXCV, have aided him throughout his career, and one night in particular stands out to him. July 24th, 1979. The night of the administration building fire, the fire destroyed the KXCV studios, forcing the staff and students to find a way to get the station back on the air by the next morning.
Being called out from the dorm and seeing what was happening to the west end of the administration building, and then the immediate response by Raleigh Stallman and Warren Stuckey and everyone else in the administration to allow us to be able to put together that temporary facility in the construction trailer underneath the tower at the former tower site north of campus, and that emergency response, you know, that still stays with me anytime there's an emergency situation, be it to severe weather or whether there's a breaking news item. You know, I still roll back what's it been now 34 years to that incident and how well everybody responded.
Oliver says he stayed in the broadcast field in a number of different capacities since graduation.
Most of what I've done since college has been in news and sports, but I've had the opportunity to be in management, in operations, had the opportunity to be a manager at three radio stations, and 3.5 years ago had the opportunity to join a news staff in Bryan College Station for a locally owned company that does things the right way.
Oliver is currently the news director of WTAW Radio in Bryan College Station, Texas.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith, before this evening's matchup with Missouri Southern. Coach, before we talk about tonight's game with Missouri Southern, just talk a little bit about the team and how they're playing coming into this. I know talking with you a little bit earlier, you really felt that the team's really playing as well as they played all season right now.
Well, you know, we've come off some really good games here recently. In particular, our last home game against Central Missouri, I felt like our kids have really gave a total amount of effort and, you know, did a lot of good things and, you know, just felt like overall our body language is so much better and everything going into, you know, tonight's game. Obviously, it's a big matchup. Missouri Southern's a much improved team and, you know, we're playing at home, which hopefully will play in our favor, but we've definitely got our hands cut out for us.
When you look at Missouri Southern, their team right now under Rondo Hubbard, who's been a longtime assistant coach at Missouri Southern under Marianne Mitz before taking over on an interim basis this year. Talk about some of the things that she's done that might be a little bit different from what we've seen on Missouri Southern in the past.
Well, you know, we've got the same makeup of players they've had. I think she's kind of loosened the reins a little bit, letting them play a little more to their strengths. You know, in the past they've been known as a lot of sets, and I think they're running three or four sets, and the rest of the time they're letting them play. So, you know, I think their kids are feeling a lot more comfortable about themselves as far as the makeup of the Southern team. And, you know, as I mentioned, they got a bunch of juniors and seniors on that team, and, you know, they're coming off a down year last year and showing that they have a lot to prove, and they've definitely done it to this point.
One thing about Missouri Southern, through the years, they've been a team that has been a very physical team. Is that something that we can expect out of them here tonight?
Yeah, that's no doubt about that. They have always been a physical team. I'm kind of hoping that with the new rules change that's going to play to our favor, and I think they've had to tone it down a little bit. But they try to intimidate you from the start with their physical play, and hopefully our kids will be up for that tonight and be ready.
What are some of the keys individually, as you look at the matchups with the players? What are some of the key matchups that you're looking for tonight?
Well, we have to own the boards. That's going to be a big stat tonight. But more importantly, offensively, they like to move the ball side to side, two to three sides, just to get within their offense. And after watching other teams play them, they've kind of let them do what they wanted to. Our whole defensive philosophy tonight is keeping the ball on one side, not letting them reverse it. We're going to play off one of their kids a little bit, but their post play, we're going to stay out of foul trouble on the post as well. They've got their two leading scorers are both five men. Their fives and their fours are in that top three as well in scoring. So their fours and fives are really putting up good numbers for them, and we have to stay out of foul trouble.
Even though your team's been playing well, imagine as you go into the nice ball game, a win at the end of the evening would make things a lot nicer here tonight.
Yeah, it would. You know, like I say, it really would. I think our kids are really, really starving to get that win. It seems like it's been forever since we've gotten one. This team is definitely capable of doing it. We've just got to, you know, stick to our routine like we've done as far as our preparation and hope things fall into play.
All right, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you at halftime of the men's game.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Many activities are taking place at Northwest Missouri State this week honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The week began with the third annual Peace March put on by Northwest's Office of Intercultural Affairs. The march began Monday at the J.W. Jones Student Union and went down 4th Street to the Nottoway County Courthouse. Many people held signs, and the National Panhellenic Council performed what is known as a stroll, along with calls.
1-1-1-1-1-1-9! Oh!
What you just heard was the NAPC Unity Stroll. This stroll shows the unity of all the different organizations. Edward Gibson IV is coordinator for the Office of Intercultural Affairs. He says this unity amongst these organizations is important.
In the past, during the Civil Rights Movement, the National Panhellenic Council was on the forefront of supporting the Civil Rights Movement.
Gibson adds the turnout each year keeps growing. Northwest student Bree Ferguson attended the event, and she says this is the first time she's ever participated in something like this.
Well, my first thought was I'm glad it's not as cold as it usually is, but it was a good march, and I think that, I mean, it was fun. I really enjoyed seeing a lot. It was diverse. It was really diverse, and that's one thing that I think was most significant about this peace march.
Director of the Office of Intercultural Affairs at Northwest Missouri State, Steve Bryant, says he was glad with the turnout.
I think there had to have been at least about 60, 70 people that participated in the march. So I think really good. It seemed like everyone learned something new and really got engaged, and that's what this day is all about, is learning about the history, the past, the legacy that Dr. King set, and to keep making that dream come true.
Bryant adds the events continue the rest of the week with Dress Like My Friend Martin tonight. Tomorrow is Go to High School, Go to College, and Friday's event is Are We Forgetting the Dream? For more information about the events, call 660-562-1517. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Shantae Clay is a 6'2" senior center from Chicago, Illinois. She transferred to Missouri Southern from the University of Minnesota. She averages 13 points and 5 rebounds a game for Missouri Southern. Sharice Jones is a 5'8" sophomore out of St. Charles, Missouri, averaging 14.5 points and 7 rebounds a game for Missouri Southern. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, and Coach Michael Smith, Ariel Easton is a 5'6" junior. She's a guard out of South Bend, Indiana. Averages a team-high 16 points a game. Also has a team-high 23 steals and leads Northwest with 32 three-pointers so far this year. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior guard out of Omaha, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Monique Stevens at 5'3". She is a senior guard out of Victoria, Australia. She leads the team with 44 assists so far this year, also averages 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Shelby Mustaine is a 6'2" freshman post player out of Jefferson City, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. She leads Northwest with 21 blocks. Annie Matthews at 5'10". She is a junior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averaging 9 points and a team-high 8 rebounds a game for Northwest Missouri State. So there are your starters, Northwest and Missouri Southern. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the start of tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. On the women's side, John's schedule has taken a turn compared to what we saw for about a two-week period there, what we're seeing here over another two-week period.
Yeah, it is a little, you think they can find a happy medium out of this, but there for a while it was about every other day that Northwest had a game. Now we're looking at a game tonight. We're off on Saturday, and we'll be off until next Thursday. You have a nice trip to St. Charles to face Lindenwood, so just over a week off for this team, which is going to seem like an eternity compared to the way the past couple weeks have been.
You know, and honestly, not a bad deal having played so many games. It does give you an opportunity maybe to rest the mind a little bit. Obviously, they're going to be out practicing and stuff like that, but I think mental rest is kind of what the teams could use.
Yeah, exactly right. And one of the things that I think came with the way the schedule was, most of that took place while they were still on break, so they didn't have to worry about classes when they were doing the traveling, and they were able to just concentrate on basketball during that time. And then now that the classes are back in session, back to a little bit more of a sane schedule. But again, at this point in the season, the basketball season could be a long season. They've been practicing officially since about the 15th of October. They go through one-on-one drills and working out. Really, it's a year-round process for them. And right now, it's a time where you can kind of get a little bit of a rest, both physically and mentally, and get ready for the final stretch of the season.
And before we get to the start of tonight's game, Bearcat Pep Band with our national anthem.
Thank you.
Bearcat Pep Band with the national anthem before tonight's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, we got a matchup coming up in the men's game for the top spot in the MIAA. I know we've said that a couple of times with some recent games that Northwest has had, but it just really feels with the way Missouri Southern is playing that this is a true for the top spot because Southern's playing some pretty good basketball.
That they are. They won their last four games, come in with a 13-2 overall record. They move into the top 25 this week, ranked 22nd nationally. They're 7-1 in the MIAA, a half game behind Northwest. Cass coming in at 8-1. And 13-5 on the season, and I think you can really say that both of these teams probably are playing the best basketball they played all season long going into tonight's game, so it should be just one heck of a matchup this evening.
And it's one of those games where you kind of have to be careful. You want to hype it up for what it's worth now, but win or lose, it's not the end of a chance to win a conference championship because there is still several games to be played.
Oh, no doubt about that. About a little bit over a month left in the MIAA season, and a lot of things can change between now and then. But I think the key tonight is if you win this matchup with Missouri Southern, you get a little bit of a distance with the Lions. Saturday's win over Central Missouri makes it a two-game difference between the Bearcats and Mules. So if you can put a little distance now, it'll give you a little bit of a leeway coming up the rest of this way. So it is an important game. But as you say, a lot of basketball left to be played. But I think one of the things from a fan standpoint tonight, it should be a heck of a game.
Both teams getting some final words from their head coaches before heading out for the start of this one. It will be the Road Greens with the white numbers and lettering for Missouri Southern. For Northwest Missouri State, they'll be in the home white uniforms with the green numbers and lettering. Missouri Southern out at midcourt. Waiting Northwest Missouri State to head out for Northwest. Shelby Mustaine will be stepping into the center circle across from Shante Clay. As they head out, to expect another good crowd here tonight at Bearcat Arena. Typically see the crowd roll in as they get off work, get ready to come out here during the women's game, as we've seen a good start so far, as the tip will be controlled by Missouri Southern, working right to left here at Bearcat Arena. Fitzpatrick runs the point over to the left side, Hartzog. Back out top of the key it goes, Jones. She'll work it to Soye, right side. Jones, top of the key, three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound to Ashley Nelson, who took a shot to the face from Soye as she was coming away with that basketball. That'll be the first foul of the ball game, and Northwest Missouri State will get their first possession that way. In the only game this week for Northwest, they'll have Saturday off, and then be back in action on the road next Thursday. Top of the key, Monique Stevens dribbles over to the right wing. Now to Mustaine. Top of the key. Inside it goes to Matthews. A dribble for her. Kick out to Stevens. Right corner. She'll try the drive. Into the paint. Fakes a pass. Spins. Kicks it out to Ariel Easton. Easton on the drive. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. And a control by Shante Clay for Missouri Southern. Clay gets it out to Fitzpatrick. She'll work it to the right wing. Top of the key for Jones. She'll drive with it. Now gets called for a travel. Kind of stutter stepped as she picked up the dribble and then went with a spin move. That extra step gives Northwest Missouri State the basketball just about a minute in here at Bearcat Arena. Stevens across midcourt with it. Works it over to the right side for Easton on the wing. Out of the high post, Matthews into the right corner, Easton. One dribble up to Stevens on the wing. Top of the key, she'll bring it. Work it over to the right elbow for Matthews. Now to the left side, Nelson. She's on the wing with it. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Tries to go up with the shot. A reach-in foul here on Soye. And she's got a couple of early fouls in this one. And two free throws coming out of this foul for Ashley Nelson and Northwest Missouri State. Nelson will step to the line. 71% free throw shooter this season. Soye will be heading to the sideline here in just a moment as well after the first free throw from Nelson, which is good. Taking the place of Soye in the lineup will be Shawnee Phillips, a 5'8 junior guard out of Santa Rosa, California. She averages 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Second free throw for Nelson is good. So the Bearcats with an early 2-0 lead, just over a minute into it here at Bearcat Arena. Right side, Fitzpatrick with it to the top of the key for Jones. Given plenty of space by Matthews. Now to the left side, Phillips. She'll bring it to the top of the key for Hartzog. Hartzog with a crossover to the right wing. Fitzpatrick tries to go on the drive. Hand check foul going to be called here. The bump by Monique Stevens will be her first. It's also the first against Northwest and an inbound on the baseline right for Missouri Southern. Fitzpatrick inbounds right side. Jones, 10-footer goes 11. It will go out of bounds on the baseline and belong to Northwest Missouri State. 18-19 to go in the first half. Northwest with a 2-0 lead thanks to a couple of free throws from Ashley Nelson. Stevens to Nelson between the circles. Over to the left side, Mustaine out on the perimeter. She'll hand it top of the keeper, Easton. Now pass to Nelson, taken away. The steal for Phillips. She'll give it up to Fitzpatrick. Now down court to Hartzog. Into the lane she goes, and she hesitates as Shelby Mustaine got back defensively. Hartzog, concerned about a blocked shot, travels with the basketball, and it goes right back to Northwest.
So far, a good start for the Bearcats. I think doing a lot of what they want to do out of their game plan, especially on the defensive side here. And right now, I think the big key is if they can handle the physicality of this Missouri Southern team, a team that's probably one of the more physical teams in the conference. Northwest should have some good things happening.
In the right corner, Stevens takes a three. That's off the right side of the rim. The rebound in the paint comes to Phillips, who will underhand the pass to Fitzpatrick. She brings it up the left side of the floor to the wing. Now to the top of the key. Puts up a three-pointer from there. That one's too strong. Rebound to Easton for Northwest. Looking down court as she pushes it ahead to Nelson on the right side. Nelson with it on the wing. Couple of dribbles for her. Looks in at Matthews. Tried to go to her. Tipped by Jones. Out to Easton. She's in the right corner with it. Brings it up to the wing. Now top of the key, Stevens. Left side, Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Dribbles behind the back. Up with the shot off the glass. No. Rebound tipped in the lane. Out to Fitzpatrick. And she'll work it to midcourt where she slows the pace for Missouri Southern. Alexis Fitzpatrick over to the right side. On the wing, now top of the key for Jones. Jones looking inside. Can't get it there. Now out to the left for Phillips. Phillips down to the baseline left. Clay up with the 12-footer off the back of the rim. Mustaine there for the rebound for Northwest. Head on the left side. Easton down to the baseline. Tries to go up with the runner. Draws the foul. This one will go against Nicole Hartzog. That'll be her first. Team's third. And a couple of free throw attempts coming up for Ariel Easton for Northwest. Easton, a 69% free throw shooter. First one rattles out. 2-0 the lead for Northwest. Neither team with a field goal yet. The end of the lineup for the Bearcats comes Timber Schechinger taking the place of Shelby Mustaine. And for Missouri Southern, Dominique Mosley. A senior out of Chicago coming off the bench. She's their leading scorer and rebounder, averaging 16 points and 7.5 boards a game. Second free throw coming for Ariel Easton, and that one is good. So all 3 points on the scoreboard belong to Northwest, and they're all from the free throw line. 16:39 to play in the first half. Fitzpatrick goes into the right corner for Phillips. Phillips inside, Mosley. Double team, ball knocked away by Schechinger. Mosley back with it, hook shot off the glass. No, Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Give it up for Stevens. You can already tell the physical play they're going to see out of Dominique Mosley. Just in the first touch by Mosley. Right side, Easton hands it for Nelson. Knocked away from her. She saves it inbounds to Stevens, who throws it away right to Mosley. Now ahead it goes to Hartzog. Double clutch layup left side. No good. Rebound to the floor. Schechinger tipped it out, and it goes to Jones. Three Bearcats watched it hit the floor. Jones then draws a foul, trying to go up with the layup. And she'll get two free throw opportunities for Missouri Southern.
Well, that's unfortunate. Three Bearcats, as you mentioned, had a shot at that ball. It was just a dribble off the floor there as the rebound hit the floor. And really no one from Northwest made the first effort to go after that. And unfortunately, Missouri Southern hustled after it and got the ball.
First free throw good for Sharice Jones. First point of the game for Missouri Southern. The foul was called on Annie Matthews. Alexandria Blaurock and Merity Scott check into the lineup for Northwest. Second free throw for Jones is good. So she hits both. It's a 3-2 game. All 5 points on the board are from the free throw line. Over to the right side, Scott has it go right through her hands. Picked up by Mosley. Long pass down court for Hartzog. This time she comes to a stop, hits the layup, and draws a foul. So she gets a 3-point play opportunity. Last two trips down the floor, some pretty big mental mistakes there by Northwest.
Yeah, one of the things that's hurt Northwest this season has been on the turnover side of things. And the last couple of games, they've done a much better job taking care of the basketball. But that time, kind of an unforced turnover, and then you turn around and they get down the floor, they get the easy layup and a chance to get to the free throw line.
And on the free throw, it's missed by Hartzog, and then a push on the rebound. Dominique Mosley came away with the basketball, but she gets called for the push, her first. Team's fourth. The Northwest foul was called on Allie Blaurock. That was her first. So Bearcats with the basketball. Easton at the top of the key with it over to the right side for Scott. She's got it on the wing. Ball knocked away, but she comes down with it. Now gets it to Blaurock, who will hand it for Easton. Easton brings it over to the left side on the wing. The crossover down to the baseline, and she's going to be stripped of the basketball, but a reach-in foul. And this one will go against Alexis Fitzpatrick. That'll be her first, team's fifth, before the first media timeout. 15:30 to play in this first half.
I think that's good news for Northwest. That means the officials are calling things closely, and at Missouri Southern, as we mentioned, a very physical team, and that could take them a little bit out of their game.
And now a foul on Northwest on the inbound play. Denise McEnany, who just checked in for Merity Scott, gets called for a foul before the ball is inbounded. Her first, team's fourth. And Missouri Southern has the basketball. Fitzpatrick to the top of the key for Jones. Given space by Schechinger, she'll launch the three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped away from Mosley, and it's taken by Annie Matthews. Matthews gives it up to Easton. Mustaine and Stevens getting set to check in for Northwest. Top of the key is McEnany. Hands it for Easton. She'll work it over to the left side on the wing. Inside to Matthews. Matthews, a couple of dribbles. Good jump stop, but will be called for a travel. Got a little bit off balance. I think got her feet caught up with Mosley a bit. And it brings us to our first timeout. 14:58 to play in the first half. 4-3, Missouri Southern with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 4-3, Missouri Southern with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 14:58 to play in the first half. And, John, right now, just a little over 5 minutes into the game, we have more fouls than points.
That's not necessarily a good sign, but I like the fact that Southern's got five fouls right now because, like I said, they're a physical team, and if that part of their game is taken away, that'll be a help to Northwest. Now, on the other side, Northwest needs to refrain from committing some of the fouls that they've committed out of this first half.
Missouri Southern with the ball on the left side. Shawnee Phillips takes a three and rattles it down from the left corner. First three-pointer of the ball game, and it's a 7-3 lead for Missouri Southern. 14:38 to play in the first half. McEnany on the left wing. Over to the right side, Schechinger. To Stevens in the corner. Drive along the baseline for her. Fitzpatrick reaches around from behind. Tips it away. Gets the ball back. Long pass ahead for Phillips, and the layup is good for Shawnee Phillips. So Phillips with 5 points in the last 15 seconds, and it's a 9-3 lead for Missouri Southern. Bearcats still looking for their first field goal of the game. Blaurock on the right side. Expires the dribble. Gets it to Stevens on the sideline. Lob into Mustaine. Mustaine's shot blocked away, but Sharice Jones, we called for her first foul. Team's sixth foul. And Mustaine will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Mustaine is a 60% free throw shooter. 22 of 37 so far this year. 14:06 to play in the first half. First free throw for Mustaine. In and out. Cats have only attempted three shots in the first 6 minutes of this game. Ashley Nelson back on the floor, along with Harry Leaston for Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw for Mustaine on the way, and good. First free throw for Mustaine, 9-4. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. 14 minutes to play in the first half. In the right corner is Phillips. Out top to Jones. Jones takes one dribble. Spires it at the top of the key. Now to the baseline left. Mosley up with a 10-footer. 111. Jones on the backside with a rebound. Missed the shot but draws the foul. And Charisse Jones will go to the free throw line for two for Missouri Southern. Timber Schechinger called for her first.
Talk about Northwest with just three shot attempts in the first half. Not a good sign at the moment when you have more turnovers than you have shot attempts, with five turnovers right now.
Jones' free throw is good. So she is 3 of 3 at the line. All of her points coming from there. Annie Matthews back in. Schechinger to the sideline for Northwest. Second free throw coming for Jones. And that one is up and good. So she hits both on this trip as well. And it's an 11-4 game. Missouri Southern with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Inside, 14 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens with it on the right wing. Skips it over to the left side. Mustaine hands it to Nelson. Fakes on a three. Goes on the drive. Runner on the left side. No good. The rebound to the floor. Easton down after it along with Nicole Hartzog. Held ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Stevens will step out to trigger it in. And the four lined up around the perimeter. Now the play set in motion as Stevens gets it to Mustaine, left side, knocked away from her by Mosley. Goes out of bounds, and another inbound coming for Northwest, baseline left. They've got 12 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 13:33 to play in the first half. Northwest down by 7. Stevens looking to inbound, still looking, and now has to call a timeout. Tell you what, things for Northwest in the early going just not going well.
No, not the type of start that Coach Smith wanted. Again, going in, they're going to face a physical team, and I think that has been a little bit of a problem out there, although Missouri Southern's getting called for some of those fouls. But it gets right down to it right now, too many turnovers, five turnovers, only four shot attempts right at the moment. Northwest 0-4 from the field and not getting many opportunities and not hitting those when they get those. So they just really need to get their offense going a little bit better and maybe run their sets a little crisper and see if they can get some better looks at the basket.
11-4, the lead for Missouri Southern. And coming out of the break, Northwest will try to inbound once again on the baseline left, still to 12 seconds to work with on the shot clock. And Stevens to inbound. Watches a couple of screens. Now out to Easton on the left wing. Easton with a dribble to Mustaine. Mustaine back out to Easton with the crossover. Now to the right side. Nelson puts up a three on the wing. Good. First field goal of the game for Northwest is a three-pointer by Ashley Nelson. It's her 16th on the season, and it's an 11-7 game. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. Jones on the drive. Kick out right side. Fitzpatrick travels with a basketball. So that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. We'll see if that three-pointer by Nelson can spark a little momentum for Northwest.
Third turnover for Missouri Southern, and Southern really hasn't let it up from the field too well. They're 3 of 11 on the field goal attempts right now, where they're getting things going. Is at the free throw line where they're 4 of 5.
Top of the key, Easton with it. Dribbles over to the right side on the wing. Now to Mustaine, top of the key. Stain spins with it, gives it over to Easton on the right side. Hartzog went for the steal, didn't get it, and now a drive, a shot, and a block going to be called. Jones tried to slide in and get the charge called, but Ariel Easton instead will have a three-point play opportunity. That'll be the second foul on Charisse Jones. And Easton, who hit the layup off the glass, will have one at the line. Easton 1 of 2 at the line already. And Missouri Southern will now bring Kristen Hanna, a 5'9 sophomore out of Bridgeton, Missouri, into the lineup. Jones will come to the sideline. Now Easton set for her free throw. 12:54 to play in the first half. Free throw off the back of the rim, but Annie Matthews there for the rebound. Takes a dribble and now will be called for a travel as she looked to pass it off. So a good offensive board there by Matthews, but fortunately, the Cats can't do anything with it, and Missouri Southern will get the basketball. 11-9, the lead for Southern. Fitzpatrick across the timeline, dribbles to the top of the key, over to the right side. The ball knocked away from Phillips. taken by Nelson. One-on-one with Phillips the other way. Nelson up with the shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. Mustaine comes out of there with it. Hits the shot to tie the score. Good defensive play by Nelson. Got that started. 3 points now for Mustaine. We're tied at 11, 12-23 to play in the first half. Right side, Hartzog with it. Well beyond the arc on the wing. Top of the key it goes, Hannah. Now to the left side, Fitzpatrick. Down to Mosley. Couple of dribbles for Mosley. A spin move up with the shot. No good, but she draws the foul on Shelby Mustaine. That'll be the first on Mustaine, and two free throw opportunities now for Dominique Mosley. Mosley, a 73% free throw shooter. Really, the team, very solid. A 76% team free throw shooting average.
Well, they get to the line an awful lot with that physical play.
First free throw for Mosley is good, so Missouri Southern will go back up by one. Merity Scott takes Ashley Nelson's place in the lineup. And a second free throw coming up now for Mosley. And that one is good. So she hits both. Her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's a 13-11 lead for Missouri Southern. Just over 12 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens with it on the right wing. Now to Mustaine. Gives it on the left side for Scott. Scott has it taken away. Phillips comes up with the steal. Long pass ahead to Hartzog. Layup off the glass is good. That's just it. A few of the turnovers by Northwest have resulted in really easy looks for Missouri Southern. Right now a 4-point lead for the Lions on the right side. Monique Stevens, and now away from the ball. A foul as Annie Matthews fought for position inside, working against Kristen Hanna. Matthews called for her second foul. And that will get Timber Schechinger back in the lineup. That's the seventh team foul. Both teams have been called for seven. We're not even midway through the first half.
Right, you talk about turnovers, too. For Missouri Southern, they've scored 11 of their 15 points off of turnovers in this half.
On the left side, Phillips goes to the top of the key for Mosley. Mosley wants to drive, now kicks it out right side. Fitzpatrick, top of the key, Hartzog, shot blocked away. Stain gets the block. That is her team-leading 22nd block of the season. And an inbound coming on the baseline right for Missouri Southern. They've got 13 seconds on the shot clock. And the inbound into the paint for Mosley. One dribble for her. Hook shot over Mustaine. Good for Dominique Mosley. 4 points for Mosley. 17-11 the lead for Missouri Southern. 11-12 to play in the first half. Left side, Stevens brings it to the top of the key. Onto the right side. Easton takes a three. Misses that one too strong. Mosley with a rebound for Missouri Southern. Outlet ahead to Phillips. Phillips now between the circles. Fitzpatrick. She'll work it over to the right wing. Phillips. Now top of the key for Mosley. She'll spot up and take a three. That one no good. Rebound inside Hannah. Hannah double team. Tries to go up with a shot. And a foul on the floor before the shot against Northwest. This one will go against Shelby Mustaine. And that'll be two on Mustaine. Ashley Ginther into the lineup for the Bearcats. Timber Schechinger comes to the sideline. Ginther, a 5'10 freshman out of Independence. Seeing her first action, a one-on-one opportunity with the free throw missed by Kristen Hanna. Rebound for Northwest. Bearcats down 17-11, 10:39 to play in the first half. Stevens on the right side for Easton, now into Mustaine. Shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip, Stevens will come out of there with it. Staying able to keep it alive underneath to get Stevens to the basketball. Now she'll work it over to the right side on the wing. Wants to drive with it, bump as Fitzpatrick tried to let her go by and reach around and knock it away as she did earlier. That's the second on Fitzpatrick. Call that move the Fleming. Scott Fleming was a master at letting his player go by, and then he'd reach around and tip it. And you just don't see anybody do anything like that.
And nobody did it any better than Scott, that's for sure.
One-and-one opportunity now for Monique Stevens. Front end is good, so Stevens will get a second opportunity. That's her first point of the ball game. 5-point Missouri Southern lead. Second free throw for the senior out of Australia, also good. So she got both free throws to fall. 17-13 Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. 10:20 to play in the first half. Over on the right side is Kenya Brown. She'll get it into the corner for Phillips. Out top of the key, Hartzog. Inside it goes to Shantae Clay. A dribble and a shot up with the right hand, and it's good for Clay. 6'2 senior out of Chicago with her first points, and it's a 19-13 lead for Missouri Southern. We're inside 10 minutes to play in the first half. Mustaine with it. Out on the perimeter right side. Hands it back for Easton. Easton on the drive. Up with the runner. Got it to go off the glass. Tough shot for Ariel Easton. She got it to fall and has 5 points. It's a 19-15 lead for Southern. Ahead in the left corner. Phillips left open. Takes a three. That's no good. And then on the rebound, a push. That's the second time Dominique Mosley has pushed to get position inside. And it's going to be her second foul. Bring us to a timeout with 9:36 to play in the first half. 19-15, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 9:36 to play in the first half of the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. 19-15 to score. Southern with the lead. Of course, we'll have the men's matchup coming up a little bit later on this evening, and it will be another matchup. But the winner will take the top spot in the MIAA.
This game, and we've had 17 fouls so far just midway through the first half. Matt, by the end of the ballgame, might be a two-on-two type of contest. I don't know if there will be any players left.
Meredith Scott at the free throw line for a 1-1. Free throw bounces in for Scott. First point of the game for Scott. She is now 6 of 9 on free throws this season. Second attempt coming her way. And that one is up and off the back of the rim. The rebound tip, but Clay will come out of there with it for Missouri Southern. Gives it up for Kenya Brown, the sophomore out of Arlington, Texas. Works it out to the top of the key for Hannah, and Hannah is bumped by Scott. It's going to be the first on Scott, the ninth team foul. And a 1-1 opportunity now for Kristen Hanna. She missed the front end of a 1-1 here not too long ago. And the free throw is too strong. Ginther there for the rebound for Northwest. Stevens will bring it across midcourt, working it over to the right side on the wing. And now she's being pressured as she had expired the dribble, but pressured too much. Kenya Brown called for her first, team's 10th. So two free throws for every foul, basically, from here on out. The last 9:17 of the first half. The first one for Stevens is good. All three of Monique Stevens' points coming at the free throw line. And the second free throw goes as well. So she's 4-4 at the line. It's a one-point game. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. Cross midcourt. Brown works it into the corner for Phillips. She'll skip it out top, Hannah. Hannah now over to the left side, Hartzog. Tries to drive, brings it up to Hannah. Now it swings around right corner. Phillips, a three on the way. In and out, no good. Hannah the rebound. A dribble. Tries to go to Clay with it. Knocked off of Clay by Blaurock. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Good effort there by Alexandria Blaurock to get the basketball in the Bearcats' possession. Up the floor comes Monique Stevens. Cross midcourt, works it over to the right side. Now between the circles, Easton. Blaurock at the high post. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Knocked away from her. She goes to the floor after it. We're going to get a timeout call by Northwest. And the official now, a bit confused, he blew the whistle and said that he was granting Northwest a timeout. And Coach Smith said, what? Because he did not call a timeout, so instead The official calls a foul on Kristen Hanna. That'll be the first on Hanna. 11th team foul, and Blaurock will go to the line for two. First free throw for Blaurock is off the front of the rim. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Second free throw off the back of the rim for Blaurock, so it's still a one-point game. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. Down low for Clay. Clay will kick it out right side. Brown back into Clay. Takes a dribble. Left-handed hook. No good. Meredith Scott. The rebound for Northwest. Scott at midcourt with it. Picks up the dribble. Hands it for Stevens. Stevens will set the offense. Working it over to the right side. Now to the high post. Ginther gets by Clay. The layup on the right, though. No good. And the rebound to Kristen Hanna. And Hanna travels with the basketball, turning it right back over to Northwest. Timber Schechinger and Ashley Nelson back on the floor for the Cats. Scott and Blaurock to the sideline. An inbound will come from the baseline left as Monique Stevens will step out to trigger it in. 8:07 a play in the first half, 19-18. Missouri Southern on top, and now a whistle away from the ball again. Before an inbound, this will go against Northwest. Ariel Easton called for her first, and Missouri Southern will get the basketball. Cross midcourt, over to the right side, now to the top of the key for Hanna. Hanna starts a drive, gives it up for Hartzog. Hartzog now over to the right side, into the corner for Phillips. Phillips with a dribble, brings it up to the wing for Brown. Brown back to Phillips in the corner, inside to Clay. Clay out to the left for Hanna. Hanna back down to Clay. A dribble, a hook shot off the glass. In and out, no good. Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Up ahead to Easton on the right wing. Now skips over to the left side for Nelson, well beyond the arc. Nelson with one dribble, gives it up to Schechinger. Now top of the key, Easton. Into the lane she goes, and she'll be called for a travel. That will give it back to Missouri Southern with 7:26 to play in the first half. Turnovers still an issue. Northwest with 8 now in this first half. Missouri Southern does have 6 of their own. 19-18, the lead for Southern on the right side. Hartzog has it on the wing. Brings it out top for Clay. Now to the left side. Brown fakes on a 3. Now goes on a drive. Shot inside as Clay takes the pass just inside the block. She knocks down the shot. She has 4, and it's a 21-18 game. Missouri Southern with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Stevens to the high post for Matthews. Out to the left side, Schechinger. Drive down to the baseline. Now to Matthews at the free throw line. Stevens in the right corner. Drive along the baseline for her. Up to Easton on the wing. She goes on the drive. Up with the runner. No good. But she draws the foul on Kenya Brown. That'll be the second on Brown. And it will result in 2 free throw opportunities for Ariel Easton, who is 1 of 3 at the line in this first half. 21-18, Missouri Southern's lead. First free throw for Easton is good. She has 6 points in this first half and will get a second free throw opportunity. And that one is up and also good. So she hits both on this trip. 7 points, and it's a 21-20 game. Southern with the lead in the ball. On to the left side. Hartzog puts up a 3. That one is good for Nicole Hartzog. They're now 2 of 8 from three-point range. It's the first one for Hartzog. She has 7 points. 24-20, Southern's lead. Stevens to the high post for Schechinger. Out to the right side, Matthews. Now up top, Schechinger. Gets a screen from Matthews. Down the right side of lane, Schechinger shot blocked by Clay. Schechinger up with it. Gives it to Nelson. Nelson on the drive. The runner off the front of the rim. Clay there for the rebound for Missouri Southern. Outlet goes ahead on the right for Phillips. Now out to Brown. Over to left, Hartzog. Hartzog holding on to it on the wing. Now we'll try to drive with it. Ball knocked loose. Schechinger picks it up in the paint and falling down is bumped from behind by Hartzog. That'll be the second on Hartzog. 13 fouls have been called against Missouri Southern in this first half.
This is I really still think that it's going to be the Northwest advantage with the game being called as tight as it is and as physical as Missouri Southern plays. And again, physical play causing a lot of the fouls. And hopefully Northwest can take advantage of it at the free throw line.
First free throw good for Schechinger. Her first trip to the line tonight. She's a 74% free throw shooter. And she's got a second free throw coming her way. And that one is good as well. So Schechinger hits both, 24-22. Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball, 5:57 to play in the first half. Brown over to the left side for Hartzog. Hartzog directing some traffic from the wing, now out between the circles to Brown. Over to the left side, Clay. Back up to Hartzog on the wing. She'll try a drive and pass down low, but a travel called on Hartzog. We'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 5:43 to play in the first half. Stevens will walk it up the floor as she calls the offense from the backcourt. It'll be picked up between the circles by Brown. Over to the right side, Easton on the wing. Easton in the corner for Stevens. Looking in at Schechinger. Now to the high post, Matthews. Over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson on the wing. Skips it across right side for Easton. She goes into the lane, up with the runner. Hits the side of the rim, no good. Rebound for Hartzog for Missouri Southern. Hands it for Brown. She pushes it up the floor. Now stops between the circles. Works it over to the left side for Hartzog on the wing. Hartzog out between the circles for Brown. Now over to the right side, Phillips. And away from the ball, we've got a foul call. And this one going against Ariel Easton. When the whistle blew, Easton thought they were going to call this one against Kenya Brown. But instead, Easton whistled for her second. 11th team foul against Northwest. And Kristen Hanna to the free throw line for two. She is 0 of 2 from there so far tonight. First free throw on this trip is good. First point of the ball game for the sophomore out of Bridgeton. Meredy Scott back in the Bearcat lineup taking the place of Ariel Easton. And Hanna will get a second free throw attempt for Missouri Southern. The Lions up by 3 with 5:02 to play in the first half. Second free throw off the back of the rim. And Matthews away with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline with it. Now between the circles over to the right side for Scott. Scott flicks to the elbow. Gets it there for Matthews. Right side. Matthews spins. Hands it for Stevens. Stevens dribbles top of the key. Now over to the right side of the lane. Gets to Matthews. 8 on the shot clock. Scott in the corner. One dribble for her. Matthews. Shot fake. Drive, a runner in the lane, no good. Rebound fought for Clay and Schechinger, and Schechinger is going to be called for a foul. That's going to be her second. And it brings us to a timeout. 4:33 to play in the first half, 25-22, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 4:33 to play in the first half. 3-point lead for Missouri Southern. And, John, this is one of those games, and you have 25 fouls and a half. They just can't get a flow in this game.
No, for either team. And hopefully the players will get some of this out of their system. But, again, I think it's the Northwest advantage more so than the Missouri Southern right now. It's taking Missouri Southern more out of their game. And hopefully Northwest can continue to capitalize on this.
Shante Clay at the free throw line out of the break. She misses the first of her two attempts. She's a 76% free throw shooter. We'll have a second opportunity here. That one is on the way and good. So she hit one of the two, 5 points for Clay, and it's a 4-point Missouri Southern lead. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Over to the right side for Meredy Scott. Scott into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger up to the wing. Stevens now top of the key. Nelson. Nelson back to Stevens on the drive. Jump stop. Now to Ginther. 15-footer from the free throw line. Misses to the right. T. Singleton with the rebound for Missouri Southern. Singleton seeing her first action. A 5'6 senior out of Harvey, Louisiana. She's had some success against Northwest. On the right side for Brown. Brown with it on the wing. Out between the circles is Phillips. Phillips on the drive. The runner off the back of the rim. Stevens there for the rebound. For the Cats, she'll push it up the right side of the floor. Now skip it across left side. Nelson on the drive. Up with the runner. Good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with seven. And it's a two-point game. Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball. Hannah top of the key inside to Clay. Clay had the ball knocked away by Nelson. Picked up by Ginther. And Ginther is fouled as she's in a double team with Clay and Singleton. So Ashley Ginther will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul will go against Shantae Clay. That will be her first. Wow, a player that hadn't been called for one yet. I didn't think that was...
Yeah, that's rare.
That's 14 fouls. You know, I put on my stat sheet 15. I don't know that I've ever gotten to the 15 and a half, but we might get there today.
Or is a first, I guess.
Two for Ginther. She's 3 of 4 from there on the season. Her first one is off the back of the rim. 3:33 to play in the first half. 26-24, Missouri Southern's lead. Second free throw coming up for Ginther, and that one is off the back of the rim. The long rebound tipped by Phillips. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest. Ashley Nelson kind of helping that one go off of Phillips and out of bounds, so the Bearcats will keep possession with 3:30 to go in the half. The inbound will come out near the corner for Monique Stevens. Stevens lobs it out to Schechinger on the left wing. Schechinger will hand it to Stevens between the circles, and she'll set the offense, working it left side for Nelson. Now to Ginther at the free throw line. Over to Nelson. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger with the crossover down toward the baseline. Gets it to Meredith Scott. Scott at the top of the key with it. Thought about a drive. Now dribbles with it on the wing. Gives it up for Nelson. And a foul as Nelson went by really about four or five different players. A foul call coming up against Shawnee Phillips. That will be the first on Phillips as Meredy Scott goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And Scott, who is one of two at the line so far today, hits the first. Second one coming up for Meredy Scott. Both of her points right now at the free throw line. And the second free throw ties it at 26. Scott hits both. 3:07 to play in the first half, and these two teams are tied. Cross midcourt for Missouri Southern. And Shawnee Phillips, she'll work it over to the left side. Now down to the baseline for Hannah. Hannah brings it up to the wing. Out between the circles for Brown. Over to the right side, Singleton. Down to the baseline. Jumper up for Phillips from 16. No good. Rebound Hannah. Hannah up with the follow on the left. No. Ginther came down with the basketball and then a held ball as Clay is able to reach in and get her hands on the basketball. And the possession arrow will give it to Missouri Southern. Inbound coming now on the baseline right. Stepping out to trigger it in is Kenya Brown. Brown lobs it in, and it's tipped away from Phillips, and Northwest out of there with the basketball. Cross midcourt comes Stevens. Bearcats with a chance to take the lead. Out top of the key with it is Scott. Over to the left side, now to Ginther. On to the right for Nelson. Nelson top of the key. The free throw line stumbles, but gets it out to Scott left side. Now into the corner. Stevens on the drive, spins, kicks it out to Nelson. In on the shot clock, shot fake, now a three, top of the key, rattles out. Schechinger tips the rebound, and now as Clay tried to come down with it and spin, she gets a piece of Monique Stevens, and Stevens, knocked to the floor, is going to be called for the foul.
And she's a little bit slow to get up.
So this will be the second on Monique Stevens, as Stevens does get up and will stay in the game. And Shantae Clay goes to the free throw line for two for Missouri Southern. 2:14 to go in the first half. And Clay is one of two at the line so far. Right now the score tied at 26. Stevens talking to the official that called the foul, wondering how she got knocked to the floor by the call for the foul. First free throw good for Clay.
Just doesn't seem quite right.
Now a second free throw coming up as Alexandria Blarock checks back into the lineup for Northwest. Second free throw is good. Seven now for Clay, and it's a 28-26 lead for Missouri Southern. 2:10 to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Stevens. Stevens dribbling out between the circles. Onto the right wing, now down to the corner. Spins in the corner, gets a screen from Ginther. Into the paint with it. Spires the dribble out to Ginther right side. Back to Stevens. Nine on the shot clock. Stevens down to the baseline on the drive. Jump stop goes to Ginther. Now to Nelson. Has to launch it from 30. That one misses left. And the rebound for Shawnee Phillips for Missouri Southern. 1:40 to go. Here in the first half, a 28-26 lead for Southern. Now over to the right side, T. Singleton. Singleton down to the corner for Hannah. Hannah gets it back out to Singleton. Now over to the right and into Clay. Clay on the block to Singleton in the corner. Fakes on the three. Goes on the drive. Tries to go to Clay. Merity Scott steps in front of the pass and gets the steal. Now Stevens with it with 1:13 to go in the first half. Missouri Southern up by two. Southern's had the lead most of this first half. Stevens on the right side. Down to Nelson near the corner. Dribbles up to the wing. Now to the baseline for Ginther. Out near the perimeter. Ginther with a dribble. Gets it into Blarock. Eight on the shot clock. Blarock with a drive. Called for a travel. So that will give it back to Missouri Southern. The ninth turnover of the first half for Northwest. 54 seconds to play in the half. Missouri Southern will take their timeout. 28-26 the lead for Southern over Northwest Missouri State. And John, I think while you're right that all the foul calls and everything have kind of benefited Northwest, it's going to be interesting to see how the second half goes, because you rarely see two halves similar to this, and maybe when we get into more of a flow of a game, it'll change the way things are looking.
Might give the coaches an opportunity to talk to the players a little bit and make the adjustments for the way this game is being called. I don't think either team really has adjusted well to how tight the officials are calling this one, and I think really right now it's up to the players to make that adjustment. The officials have come out and really made the statement that this is the way they're going to call this game, and which is fine, and I don't think the calls have been favoring either team in this. It's just a matter of we're calling it tight, and it has been a physical game to a certain degree too, where the calls are going to be made, and right now it's up to the players to make that adjustment.
54 seconds to go in the first half. Missouri Southern will have the ball. 28-26 their lead over Northwest Missouri State. And Kenya Brown will bring it up the floor for Southern. She has run the point most of this half after two very early fouls on Samantha Soye. Top of the key with it is Brown. On the drive, up with the runner, knocked away, but a foul. And this will send Brown to the free throw line for two. Smith can't believe that there was a foul call on Ashley Ginther. That is her first.
One thing, neither team has really taken full advantage of getting to the free throw line. Southern right now shooting just 67% from the line. Northwest 65%. We're leaving a lot of points out on the floor by missing some free throws.
First one for Brown is good. That's her first attempt and her first point as well. Averages just 1 point a game. Second free throw on the way, and that one rattles out. Blarock in position for the rebound, but had to fight off Kristen Hanna, and Blarock loses the rebound out of bounds underneath. It'll belong to Southern. They lead by three, 29-26, with 42 seconds to play in the half. Singleton steps out to inbound it, over to the left side for Phillips. Phillips gets it out between the circles to Brown. Now over to the right side, Clay on the wing for Brown, out near the center circle. Brown over to the right side, Singleton. 11 seconds difference between the game and shot clocks. Now it doesn't matter. A travel call. We'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 28.7 seconds to play in the half. 29-26, Missouri Southern with the lead. We'll be hearing from Austin Meyer at halftime, Northwest men's assistant, about their matchup against Missouri Southern. Now in the right corner, Nelson. Nelson will bring it up to the wing, top of the key, over to the left elbow, crossover, now gets it to Ginther. Ginther drives with it, spins, kicks it out to Nelson. Nelson at the top, over to the right side on the wing. Down to the baseline, stop, shot fake, kick out. Stevens takes a three, got it. Monique Stevens with the three at the tail end of the first half, and that will give us a tie score, 29-all, and that's the way you end a half, even if it's been a little bit rough, and now hopefully that'll be some momentum for Northwest.
Yeah, great way to end it. You go in tied up at halftime, and a nice three-pointer by Monique to knock it down, and a lot of times when Monique hits some threes, good things happen to the Cats. Let's see how things turn out here in the second half.
Tied at 29 at the half. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
We're at the half. We've got a magic number. The two teams tied at 29 after 29 fouls were called in the first half between the two teams. Bearcats called for 14 of them, Missouri Southern for 15 of them, and you know, we talked a moment ago that it's likely to change, and I really think it's going to make for an interesting second half of basketball because the teams are going to have to change how they play to make sure not to get into foul trouble early on, but I really think it's going to make for a very much better flow of a second half and make it for a very interesting second half.
Yeah, these are two teams that are matched up very well, and I think, again, I obviously by what the score indicates here, it's anybody's game right now, and if Northwest can come out in second half, make the adjustment to the way the game's being called, and also take advantage of getting to the free throw line a little bit more and cut down on some turnovers. Some good things can happen for Northwest. And as the first half went along, Northwest did a much better job with the turnover situation. It was just really the first 10 minutes of the game, way too many turnovers and giving up too many easy buckets at the other end in transition because of those turnovers. As they cut those down, they were able to again to get back in this ball game to where it's tied here at halftime.
29-29 the score. The men's teams will be meeting up a little bit later on this evening, and when we come back, we'll hear from Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. We'll do that in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Bearcat Arena, halftime of the women's matchup, tied at 29. The men's game coming up a little bit later on. Joining us now is Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, you've had a little bit of time. Not a lot, but compared to what you guys had for that, well, about a two-week stretch, I don't think there'd be any team that could obviously play that many basketball games, you know, for a long stretch. Did the timing of this, having just one game here in this long stretch, is it kind of time out well for you?
Yeah, I think it does. And like you said, it feels like we've had a huge break, even though we just played on Saturday. But I think it's good. You know, we're obviously really focused on this game tonight. This is as big a game as we've played all year, big game as we've played in a long time here. But hopefully we can spill it all tonight and then have a little time off and get ready for next Thursday. But, yeah, I think it falls on a good time for us.
You guys have had some come-from-behind wins, some close battles, some games where you've blown the teams out and just kept pushing, didn't let them back into it. You guys playing the type of basketball you should be at this point of the season right now?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we want to coach. The first thing Coach talked to him when we practiced after that Central game was, you know, you got to throw everything out the window. Obviously, we're going to keep doing what we do and get better at what we do defensively and the things that we're running offensively. But we got to keep getting better every day. You can't get content with, you know, obviously it was the first time we beat Central in a while, but you can't get content with that. Obviously, tonight's a huge game, and, you know, they're all huge down the road. So we got to keep getting better every day, and hopefully we're, you know, peaking towards the end of the year. But, you know, our main focus is each and every day we want to get better. We want to play as hard as we can, and hopefully that's good enough.
You guys knew you would have a good inside presence this year with those guys, but it really seems like inside-out game is clicking right now. Did you think it would click that well?
We hoped it would. You know, those guys have been seeing so many double teams early on, and I think Dylan having some big games early on. Teams kind of focused on him, and same with Grant playing well. Teams have really tried to take our post play away, and it's really opened up things for guards. So I think at some point, you know, I think you're going to see teams start to play us straight up again, and hopefully that means, you know, bigger games for Dylan's and Grant's. But, you know, at the end of the day, those guys really don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to win, and that's all they care about. And, you know, that's why we brought him here, and that's why we like having him on our team.
And it seems like the team has made good in-game adjustments in terms of finding what at that time is working, because it's kind of had to be both ways, you know, from game in and game out.
Yeah, and our guys have done a good job recognizing those things, and the guards, you know, recognizing when to attack, when double teams are coming, where to move, you know, without the ball, and then get themselves open. You know, and obviously, you know, having a Zach Schneider that we can throw in there, a stretch 4-2 changes it where, you know, if you have two just post scores and teams are doubling you, sometimes it seems like, you know, your bigs aren't effective, which, not that they're not effective, they're just not scoring because they're drawing double teams, but they're helping our guards out. But he's a guy that you can throw in there, and it's, you know, he's not a back to the basket guy yet. I think he will be. He'll be able to do a little bit more of that later on in his career. But it's just a different element that teams aren't used to with you know, Dylan and a Grant.
Missouri Southern, another Robert Corn team that's a very talented team. We've seen a lot of those over the years. What are this year's challenges that the Lions bring?
They're very good in transition. I feel like we say that before every game. Every team's good in transition, but they are really good. They get it out. They like to get it down the sideline, and we showed them some clips on film where even after a make, they'll just get it out. They'll throw it down the sideline, and you know, it just seems like they throw it down the sideline, they go shoot a layup, and then they do it numerous times. So getting back, transition defense will be huge. It'll have to be our best effort transition defense of the year. They're very good on the offensive glass. They go very hard. They get after rebounds. And they're, you know, they play as hard as any team we've played. And that's the biggest thing we told them on film. You know, we're going to have to compete. We're going to have to play hard and execute. But they're going to get after it.
You feel like you've kind of built up, talking about transition, you've kind of built up to this because you have seen some teams and done a decent job against them, but now going to see that top team?
Yeah, I think so. You know, SBU traditionally is a team that gets it out and goes, and playing them last week, and then obviously Central. So I think it could be good for us that we didn't play them first, and kind of be like, oh man, this is, they're getting it out and they're going. We've kind of built into it, and hopefully we're ready. You know, it's a huge job for the guards that, you know, they can't be hanging around inside the 3-point line when a shot goes up. You know, we have what we call our ball man and back man, and those two guys have to sprint back and match up. And transition defense, you're not guarding your man. It's a different man in transition, so it's a lot of communication, and it all starts with our guards sprinting back.
We've talked for several games that this is, you could be in the top spot, you know, after this game, that sort of thing. But this one kind of feels a little different, A, because Missouri Southern seems to be playing so well, and B, you not only would have that, but you start to build a little bit of space. And I know there's a lot of basketball, but how much does having some space between you and some teams behind you mean through February of the season?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we don't talk about it. Obviously, you know, we focus the cliche one game at a time. But, yeah, I think it is good just because, you know, as tough as the league is and the parity in the league, you know, we said coming into it that there wasn't really one team that stuck out. You know, you didn't really know who was the favorite. Obviously, you have preseason polls, but that doesn't mean anything. And so I think, yeah, getting some separation would be huge. And if we could get it tonight, get a little separation, have a little rest, get healthy, you know, put some new things in. You know, would be good for us.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant. They play Missouri Southern a little bit later on this evening. At the half of the women's matchup, tied at 29. When we come back, we'll look at some of the first half stats. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 29-29. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern women all tied up here at the half. Look at some of the numbers for Northwest scoring-wise. Three players with 7 points apiece. Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, and Ariel Easton, each with 7 points. Nelson and Stevens with 3-pointers. Cats with 2 threes in the first half as a team. 3 points apiece for Shelby Mustaine and Merity Scott, and a couple of points for Timber Schechinger. For Northwest. On the other side for Missouri Southern, 7 points apiece for Shante Clay and Nicole Hartzog. Hartzog had one of the 2 threes for Southern in the first half. 5 points for Shawnee Phillips, also 4 points apiece for Sharice Jones and Dominique Mosley. A point apiece in the first half for Kenya Brown and Kristen Hanna, rounding out the scoring for Missouri Southern. Team totals, Northwest shot 29% in the first half, 6 of 21. They were 2 of 6 from three-point range. For Missouri Southern, they were 8 of 26 in the first half from the field. That was good for 31%. They were 2 of 8 outside the arc. At the free throw line, Northwest 15 of 23. Missouri Southern 11 of 17. Points off the turnovers have been big for both teams tonight. 9 turnovers for Northwest Missouri State resulted in 16 points for Missouri Southern. There were 11 turnovers by Southern in the first half. That resulted in 13 Bearcat points. So we are all tied at 29 here at the half. We'll take a timeout and get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now. Let's go.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just about ready to start the second half here. Tied at 29, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Both teams, now we're getting some words from their head coaches before the start of this second half. Looks like Northwest will likely go back to their starting lineup to start this second half. Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, and Annie Matthews. On the other side, we expect the same out of Missouri Southern. Nicole Hartzog, Alexis Fitzpatrick, Shantae Clay, Sharice Jones, and Samantha Soyer, who was a starter but only played 1 minute in the first half after picking up two very quick fouls for Missouri Southern. She sat the remainder of the half. Northwest will have the ball. They'll work from right to left here at Bearcat Arena. On the right side, Easton will hand it to Stevens. Stevens will spin, give it up to Easton on the right wing. Now out to Stevens between the circles. She'll work it over to the left side. To the top of the key for Mustaine. Now to Easton. Easton will bring it over to the right, knocked away by Nicole Hartzog, but a reach-in foul. That'll be the first foul of this second half. Tied at 29. Inbound will come from Ashley Nelson on the far side, out to the top of the key. Stevens works it over to the left side for Easton. Now into the corner, Nelson. Nelson brings it up to the wing, gives it for Easton. Easton over to the right side, Stevens, near the sideline. Back out to Easton, top of the key, now to Mustaine. On to the left side it goes to Nelson. Nelson, guarded by Soyer, brings it out to the top of the key. Now on to the left, Mustaine. 16-footer on the way, rattles out. Rebound for Jones inside for Missouri Southern. Ahead to Soyer. Now in, cutting to the basket was Shantae Clay. She catches the ball and hits the shot. That's 9 for Clay and Missouri Southern with a 2-point lead. Stevens across midcourt with it for Northwest. Over to the right side. At the elbow for Mustaine. Now to the wing, Easton. Top of the key, Nelson. High post for Matthews. Matthews spins with the basketball. Takes one dribble. Now onto the left side. Easton on the drive. Shot blocked by Clay. Rebound tipped around. Hartzog out of there with it for Missouri Southern. Into the lane she goes. Up with the shot. And a foul call coming against Northwest. This one on Ashley Nelson. That'll be her first. First against Northwest in this second half. And Nicole Hartzog goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. 31-29 the lead for Missouri Southern. 18:41 to play. Hartzog 0 of 1 at the line. She had a 3-point play opportunity in the first half. She hits her first free throw here. 8 points in the ball game for Hartzog. Second free throw coming her way. And that one is nothing but net. So Hartzog hits both, and Missouri Southern up by 4. Northwest still looking for their first points of this second half. Into the left corner, Nelson. Nelson drive down to the baseline, cut off by Soyer, who knocks the ball out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Northwest. Monique Stevens will step out near the corner to inbound it. Stevens inbound all the way out to the center circle. And Nelson will work it over to the right side. Hand it off for Stevens. Back to Nelson on the wing. Drive down to the baseline. Up with the runner. No good, but they call Nelson with a travel anyway. And that will give it back to Missouri Southern. 18-20 to go. 33-29 the lead for Missouri Southern over Northwest Missouri State. Hartzog with it on the left side for the Lions. To the free throw line. Down the lane. Now out to Soyer on the right wing. Into the corner, Hartzog fakes on a three, goes on the drive. Into Jones, cutting the lane, shot no good. Mustaine tips the rebound to Stevens, who will bring it out of there for Northwest. To the top of the key, over to the left side, Easton fakes on a three. Started a drive, now brings it out to Stevens. Nelson at the top of the key. Nelson over to the right wing. Makes a couple of passes, now into Matthews against Jones. Spins, goes up with a shot, got it to go. Nice move by Annie Matthews. Her first points, and it's a 33-31 game. Missouri Southern with a lead in the basketball. On the right side with it is Fitzpatrick. Out to the top of the key, Jones. Jones with one dribble. On to the left wing for Hartzog. Down to the baseline, left, Clay. Shot fake by Clay. Takes a dribble up with the one-hander, and it's good for Shantae Clay. 11 for Clay. 35-31, Missouri Southern's lead. 17-17 to play. Nelson with it at top of the key. Left side for Easton. Easton to the free throw line. Backs it out, top of the key. Open, her defender fell, and Easton took advantage. Hartzog went down. Ariel Easton hit the three at the top of the key. It's a one-point game, and we've got a timeout. 17:05 to go, 35-34, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out at Bearcat Arena. 35-34, Missouri Southern with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. A big three by Ariel Easton just before the timeout. And another opportunity for Northwest maybe to pick up some momentum with a big shot. 17:05 to play. Missouri Southern will have it. Cross midcourt on the right side comes Alexis Fitzpatrick. She brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the left, out to Jones. She'll put up a three. Nothing but net for Charisse Jones. First three of the game for Jones. She has seven. It's a 38-34 lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Top of the key, Nelson with it. Guarded by Soyer. Over to the right side, it goes to Easton. Now to the right elbow, Mustaine hands it back to Easton, who has it taken away by Fitzpatrick. Cross midcourt, long bounce pass over to the left. Shot by Nicole Hartzog, no good. Rebound for Clay, and her follow is good. Shantae Clay with 13.6 of those in the early part of this second half, and it's a six-point lead for Southern. To the left elbow for Mustaine. Mustaine on to the left, Easton. She's got it on the wing. Crossover gets a screen from Mustaine. Over to the right side, Nelson puts a three up. Nothing but net for Ashley Nelson. Second three of the game for Nelson. She's into double-digit scoring with 10. That cuts the lead in half for Missouri Southern. Into Clay. Top of the key, Jones. She'll try another three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Clay. To Jones, cutting to the basket this time. Shot blocked away by Mustaine. And a rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews will give it up to Stevens. Stevens over to the left side. On the wing with it. Now bounce pass into Mustaine. Nice pass. Got by Clay, and Mustaine hits the shot. It's five for Mustaine, and it's a one-point game. Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball. 15.5 minutes to go. Over to the right side, Soyer with it. Her pass tipped by Nelson, but Jones comes down with it. On to the left side. Fitzpatrick took her eye off it, but comes away with the basketball. Now into Clay. On the block. She squares up. Spins, kicks it out to Fitzpatrick. To Hartzog, top of the key. Eight on the shot clock. Hartzog on the drive. Double clutch shot, no good. Rebound to Jones. Her follow, no, but Annie Matthews will be called for the foul. It'll be the third on Matthews, and Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. It's the second team foul against Northwest in this second half. Free throw by Jones off the back of the rim. Timber Schechinger checking in for the Cats. Mustaine will go to the sideline. Dominique Mosley in for Missouri Southern along with Shawnee Phillips. Second free throw coming up for Jones. That one is up and good. So she hit one of the two. She's now 5 of 6 at the line of the game. 8 points for her. And it's a 2-point lead for Missouri Southern. Just over 15 minutes to play. Stevens on to the right side for Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing, into the corner for Stevens. Stevens will bring it up to the wing. Now starts a drive out to the top of the key, over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson brings it up top, on to the left for Schechinger. A three from Schechinger is good. Timber Schechinger gives the Bearcats a one-point lead with her 12th three of the season. Schechinger with five tonight. Now inside, a nice look for Dominique Mosley, and Mosley hits the shot, so it was a short-lived lead for Northwest. Now down 43-42. Bearcats, though, with the basketball. Stevens dribbles to the left wing, into the corner, Easton. A shot fake by Easton. She'll bring it up to the wing. Now to Schechinger in the corner. She'll take the three. Good! Schechinger feeling it. Threes on back-to-back trips down the floor. And it's a 45-43 lead for Northwest. Fitzpatrick on the right side to Jones. Down the left side of the lane, up with the runner, high off the glass. She got it to go. And Jones draws the foul. Will go to the line to shoot one. The foul on Timber Schechinger will be her third. Also brings us to a timeout. 14:04 to play. It's a 45-45 game. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Tied at 45, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern, 14:04 to play. And so far, John, we're seeing what we thought. Record-wise, this shouldn't be a close game, but Northwest has played top teams well.
Yeah, they have. They're tied up right now. And one of the things what we talked about at halftime, expecting both of these teams to make some adjustments due to the way the game is being called in the first half. I think we've seen that. A little bit more of a flow to this game in the second half. And from essentially a foul fest in the first half, it's kind of a three-point shooting contest right now here in the second half.
Sawyer at the line, or excuse me, Jones at the line out of the timeout. She hits the free throw, 11 points for her. And it's a one-point Missouri Southern lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Stevens gets it over to the right side for Nelson. Tried to go back to Stevens, who had cut away from the ball. It goes even by Fitzpatrick, who was trying to get the steal. Out of bounds, and Missouri Southern will have it. Fitzpatrick will bring it up the floor. Works it over to the left side with the dribble. Top of the key for Jones. Given some space. Over to the right side, Soyer. Down to Mosley. Mosley squares, drives into the paint. Shot hits the bottom of the rim, but a foul call against Shelby Mustaine will send Mosley to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the third on Mustaine. Fourth team foul against Northwest. Southern has been called for just one so far in the second half. And Mosley at the line where she is 2 of 2 in the game. First of her two here. Good. 7 points in the ball game for Mosley, who is the leading scorer for the Lions coming into the game, averaging 16 a game. Second one coming up for Mosley. Senior out of Chicago, Illinois. Second free throw, also good. So 8 for Mosley, and it's a 3-point lead for Missouri Southern. 13:35 to go. Northwest with it. Easton works it over to the right side. Down to the corner for Scott. Scott brings it up to the wing on the dribble. Into the paint she goes. Gives it to Mustaine. Knocked away from her and picked up by Shawnee Phillips. Phillips will slow the pace. Couldn't quite get the ball fully under control. Now to Fitzpatrick. Lobbed down for Jones. Jones caught up in the block. Tries to kick it out. Nelson gets the steal for Northwest. Nelson pushes it up in transition. Now she crosses midcourt. Slows over to Easton left wing. Fakes the three, dribbles out between the circles. Works it over to the left side. Nelson along the baseline with the runner. Off the glass, good for Ashley Nelson. 12 for Nelson. She leads Northwest in scoring so far. It's a 48-47 game. Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball. Jones at the top of the key. 12:40 to play. Down to Mosley, baseline right. Mosley tries to drive, cut off into Jones. Shot off the glass, good for Sharice Jones. 13 for Jones, 50-47, Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with it. We're inside 12.5 minutes to play. Left side, Easton brings it out to the top of the key. Over to the right side for Nelson on the drive. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Nelson. She thought there might be a little more contact there. It wasn't there, but she still hit the shot. Nelson leads all scorers with 14. A one-point game. Southern with that lead in the ball. In the right corner is Phillips. Drive along the baseline. Into the paint. Shot off the glass. Good for Phillips. 7 for Phillips, and Northwest quickly up the other way. Easton on the left wing. Northwest down by 3. We're inside 12 minutes to go. Nelson in the left corner. Gets a screen from Schechinger up to the wing with it. Inside to Mustaine. Mustaine with the shot over Mosley. No good. And Mustaine tips the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. And Missouri Southern will have it. Ashley Ginther, Annie Matthews into the lineup for the Cats. Schechinger and Mustaine to the sideline for Coach Michael Smith.
Make a good couple substitutions here for Northwest to get some fresh players out there. And when you look at Missouri Southern, last couple trips down the floor, a couple of their players look like they're a little winded, so maybe Northwest can take advantage of that here with a couple fresh players out there and continue to push the ball a bit.
Fitzpatrick over to the left side for Hartsock. Hartsock now will try the drive. Bounce pass down to Jones. Nice look, and Jones gets the easy layup inside. That's 15 for Jones. 54-49, Southern up by 5, timeout Northwest. 11:20 to play. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
54-49. Missouri Southern on a little bit of a run here. We've seen this game go back and forth the last several minutes with 11:20 to go.
Northwest, if they can... They've been getting some good looks now offensively, either from the outside on three-point attempts or getting a chance to drive and get some points, and hopefully they can continue to attack this Missouri Southern defense.
Ariel Easton with it at the top of the key for Northwest. Over to the left corner, Nelson gets a screen from Ginther, brings it out to the top of the key. Spires the dribble now into Easton. Easton down the lane she goes, up with the shot, no good, but Ariel Easton draws the foul. She'll get two opportunities at the free throw line for Northwest. Foul is called on Nicole Hartsock. That'll be the fourth on Hartsock.
Key now for Northwest, when they do some things offensively, they need to come down on defense and not give up some easy buckets. That's been kind of the biggest problem here the last couple of possessions.
Easton at the line where she is 3 of 5 so far. Hits the first on this trip. She's got 11 points tonight. Samantha Soyer checks back into the lineup, taking the place of Hartsock. And a second free throw coming up for Easton. And that one is good. 12 for Easton. 54-51. Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball as we go inside 11 minutes to play. Fitzpatrick at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Phillips. Back to Fitzpatrick. Look for Soye left side. Not there. Onto the right instead for Phillips. Down to the baseline for Jones. She brings it up to the wing. Now out to Fitzpatrick. Over to the left side, Soye on the drive, fade away, no good. Rebound for Mosley, spins up with the follow, that won't go. Ginther comes out of there with it, knocked away by Mosley. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. 10:33 to go, Northwest down by 3. Quick chat about whether they should add a second to the shot clock, but they don't. Cross midcourt comes Ariel Easton. Easton working it on the right side. Now skips it across left for Nelson. Nelson will bring it to the top of the key. Lob inside for Matthews. A dribble, a spin, shot over Mosley. No. Rebound tipped by Ginther. Matthews and Soye chasing it. Easton comes up with it. Saves it inbounds to Ginther. Up with the shot. Good. Great hustle by Matthews and Easton to get Ashley Ginther that look. First points for Ginther, and it's a one-point game. 10 minutes to play. Southern with a lead in the ball. Now down to Mosley, who was wide open. And Mosley hits the shot. That's 10 for her, and it's back to a three-point Southern lead. Easton between the circles with it. Doubled right, now brings it back over to the left. Tried to go to Nelson on a backdoor cut. It's tipped. It goes out of bounds. It's off of Shawnee Phillips. And it'll belong to Northwest after a timeout. 9:40 to go. 56-53. Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, where we've got a good one here in the second half, 56-53. Missouri Southern and Northwest Missouri State. No real big runs for these teams. A lot of back and forth.
Yeah, it's been an entertaining second half, and I think right now what I'd like to see out of Northwest is when they do some things offensively, either knocking down the threes or make a nice drive to the bucket and get a good play. And they need to come back down on defense and be focused in on the defensive end after they made some nice plays offensively. They're just giving up too many easy looks on the defensive side.
Northwest ball out of the timeout. Easton will take the inbound. Work with it on the left side. Now to Ginther, top of the key, gives it to Easton. Over to the right side, Scott. Now to Matthews. She'll back it out on the right wing with a dribble. Give it up for Easton. She'll bring it to the wing. Five on the shot clock. A three from Easton. In and out won't go. Soye comes away with the rebound. And then, as she does, she is fouled by Merritt E. Scott. This will be the second on Scott. Fifth team foul against Northwest. Two have been called on Southern. I think at this point in the first half, we had about 14 foul calls.
Yeah, I think that first half took right around an hour to play. And that's just not normal.
Monique Stevens and Timber Schechinger back in the ballgame for Northwest. Fitzpatrick will bring it up the floor. Working with it between the circles. Now over to the right side. On the wing for Phillips. Into the corner she goes to Jones. Jones brings it up to the wing. Down to the baseline for Phillips. Back up to Jones. Jones on the drive with it. And as she goes through the lane, a reach-in foul going to be called against Northwest. This on Ashley Ginther, and that will be her second. Team's sixth, so an inbound for Missouri Southern. Then they'll go into the bonus for the final 9:04. Inbound Fitzpatrick to Jones in the lane. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Sharice Jones. 17 for Jones. She scored 13 of those in this second half. 58-53, the lead for Southern. Inside 9 minutes to go. Right side, Schechinger. To the top of the key for Matthews. She'll back it out between the circles. Over to the right side. Gives it for Stevens. Now Stevens. Nice backdoor cut to Merritt E. Scott, who hits the layup on the left side. Scott with five. 58-55, Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. Fitzpatrick brings it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key, Jones. Fitzpatrick, left side three on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Clay, but right to Timber Schechinger. Good block out by Annie Matthews, keeping Clay out of position to be able to grab the basketball. Now on the left side, Schechinger with it on the wing. She goes on the drive and a reach-in foul as Schechinger gets into the lane, so an inbound coming for Northwest. It's the third foul on Missouri Southern. It's also the third foul against Samantha Soye. An inbound coming on the baseline left. Shelby Mustaine back in for the Cats, taking the place of Ashley Ginther. Monique Stevens lobs the inbound to Matthews out near the top of the key. Hands it for Stevens, who will set the offense between the circles left. Now gets it to Mustaine at the right elbow. Mustaine, couple of dribbles, hands it for Schechinger. Schechinger down the lane to the baseline, spins up to Mustaine. Top of the key, Stevens gets a screen from Mustaine going right. Now back to the left. Bounce pass on the backdoor cut again to Merritt E. Scott. Exact same thing we just saw. And Scott again hits the layup. She has seven.
Might as well keep working it until Missouri Southern makes an adjustment.
We've got a one-point game. Jones with it, top of the key. Drive down the lane, up with the runner, got it, and draws the foul. Annie Matthews will be called for her fourth. And a three-point play opportunity resulting as well for Sharice Jones. She converted one of those earlier in this half. T. Singleton back in for Missouri Southern. Ariel Easton back in for Northwest. Easton will take the place of Annie Matthews as Bearcats go with a bit smaller of a lineup.
And again, another case where Northwest came down, made a good play offensively, and then an easy bucket at the other end by Missouri Southern.
Jones set with the free throw, and it's off the back of the rim. The long rebound, though, to T. Singleton, but she throws it away. Easton gets a steal. One on two. Easton will take it to the hole. Misses the shot, but draws the foul. Ariel Easton will get a chance at two at the free throw line. The foul on Shawnee Phillips for Missouri Southern. Let's go ahead and pause here. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First one for Ariel Easton, no good. The second one, though, is. So Easton with 13 points in the ball game. It's a 60-58 lead for Missouri Southern. 7:24 to go. Southern with the basketball. Homer on the left side. Now to the right, Fitzpatrick. On the drive, Fitzpatrick called for a travel. So that'll give it back to Northwest with a chance to tie or take the lead with 7:16 to go. Stevens directing some traffic from the backcourt as she brings the ball up the floor. Walks it across the timeline over to the left side. Brings it out between the circles. Easton now to Schechinger at the right elbow. She'll dribble through the lane with it. Shot blocked away by Clay. Jones with a rebound for Missouri Southern. Fitzpatrick looking down court. She dribbles up the right side. Out of the top of the key for Jones. Inside to Clay. A dribble. Shot by Clay around Mustaine. No, but Mustaine called for the foul. That's going to be the fourth on Shelby Mustaine. So both Mustaine and Matthews with four fouls for Northwest. And Shante Clay will get two free throw opportunities for Missouri Southern. Clay so far tonight, 3 of 4, and now 4 of 5 as she hits the first of two here. 14 points for Clay, and Ashley Ginther into the game for Northwest, taking the place of Mustaine. Clay will get a second opportunity, 6:48 to go. Right now a three-point lead for Southern. That will grow to 4 as Clay hits the second one as well. 62-58, Southern's lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball, 6:42 to go. Stevens brings it over to the left wing. Now to the high post for Schechinger. Schechinger trying to give it to Easton, and Monique Stevens nearly knocked to the floor away from the ball. The foul on Shawnee Phillips is her third. Team's fifth. And an inbound for Northwest on the baseline left. Stevens looking to trigger it in. Does so out to Schechinger. Beyond the arc. Schechinger tries to drive. Phillips knocks it away. Schechinger picks it up to Easton. Open. A three on the way. Off the right side of the rim. Fitzpatrick with the rebound. She'll bring it up in transition. On the right side. Down the lane she goes. Down to Clay. Nice pass by Fitzpatrick. And Clay hits the shot. That's 17 for her. Now a 6-point Missouri Southern lead, 6:12 to go. Stevens on the right side gives it to Scott between the circles. Over to the left on the wing. Scott on the drive. Singleton falls. Scott hits the shot. Nice drive by Meredith Scott. She has 9. A 4-point game, Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. 5:55 to go. Jones with it at the top of the key. Now Schechinger out there defensively. They had been giving her some space into Clay. Shot off the glass, good for Shante Clay. 19 for Clay, and now we've got a violation against Northwest, and that will give the ball right back to Missouri Southern. Nobody down there defensively for Missouri Southern. Schechinger trying to get the inbound to Stevens.
Yeah, just stepped over the line trying to get that inbound pass.
Nelson and Mustaine back in the game for the catch. Schechinger and Ginther to the sideline with 5:44 to go. Fitzpatrick will inbound underneath their own bucket, left side. Lobs it in for Clay in the paint. Dribble by Clay. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound by Stevens. So the violation doesn't hurt Northwest. Stevens brings it across midcourt over to the right side. Out top of the key for Scott. Scott dribbles to the left wing. Inside to Mustaine. Comes down with it. Shot knocked away, but a foul on Alexis Fitzpatrick. Will send Shelby Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the third on Fitzpatrick. Sixth team foul. And Mustaine, 1 of 2 at the line. Those attempts coming back in the first half. First free throw for Mustaine. Rattles out.
Got to take advantage of getting to the free throw line. Northwest has been there a number of times, but still shooting just 64% from the line.
Cats trail by six. Second free throw is good. So Mustaine hit one of the two. She has 6 points, and it's a 66-61 lead for Missouri Southern. 5:20 to go. Fitzpatrick, top of the key for Jones. Jones puts it on the floor once, works it over to the left side. A three on the way and good for Shawnee Phillips. Her second three of the game. She has 10 points, and it's a 69-61 lead for Southern. Stevens with it on the right side. Dribbling on the wing, gives it to Mustaine. Into the corner for Easton. Drive by Easton, knocked away from behind. Fitzpatrick trying the Fleming, letting the player go by and knock it away from behind. And you ought to tell her, only Scott Fleming can pull that off. She gets called for her fourth foul. Free throws coming up after a timeout. 69-61, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:56 to go. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
69-61, Missouri Southern with their biggest lead of the game at 8 with 4:56 to go. Have to feel Northwest is still in this, but a move going to be necessary here quickly.
Yeah, they've got to take advantage when they get to the free throw line. Again, missing a few too many free throws and got to make a Missouri Southern work a little harder when the Missouri Southern's on offense. They've given up too many easy looks at the bucket here in the last few minutes.
Free throw by Ariel Easton out of the timeout is good. That was the front end of a 1-1, so she'll get a second opportunity. 14 points for Easton. Half of those have come at the free throw line. Second free throw for Easton is good. So she knocks them both down, and it's a 69-63 game. Missouri Southern with the lead. Cross midcourt left side, Kenya Brown. Out top of the key, Jones. Jones with a dribble onto the right side for Hartzog. Down to the baseline right, Mosley knocked away from her, but a reach-in foul going to be called against Northwest. And for the Bearcats, this one going to be called against Monique Stevens. That'll be the third on Stevens. Ninth team foul against Northwest, a 1-1 opportunity for Dominique Mosley. She's 4 of 4 at the line so far. Front into the 1-1 for Mosley on the way and good. So she'll get the second opportunity. 11 points for the senior out of Chicago. Annie Matthews back in for Northwest. Mustaine to the sideline. Matthews playing for four fouls, as was Mustaine. 4:42 to go. 7-point lead for Southern. Second free throw for Mosley, also good. 12 now for Mosley, 71-63, Southern's lead. Stevens across midcourt, out between the circles, over to the right side. Into the corner for Easton. Easton now will go on a drive. Nice move. She had her defender, Kenya Brown, fall down. Easton hits the shot, 17 for her. It's a 6-point game. Southern with the lead in the ball. Brown on the right side, top of the key for Jones. Over to the right for Brown, now inside to Mosley, knocked away by Nelson, but they'll call Nelson for a reach. That will be the second on Ashley Nelson. A 10th team foul, so Mosley, who's perfect at the line, back there for two more. 4:12 to go. 71-65, Missouri Southern on top. Free throw by Mosley is good. Had to use a little body English on that one, but she got it to fall. 13 for Dominique Mosley, 9 of those in this second half. Second free throw for Mosley. Up and good. 8 of 8 at the line for Dominique Mosley. 14 points, 73-65. Missouri Southern on top, just over 4 minutes to go. Northwest with it. On the right wing is Easton. Brings it down into the corner. Now drives the baseline again. Goes up with the runner. Got it to go and draws the foul on Kenya Brown. Second straight possession that Easton has just taken advantage of Brown along the baseline. And this time it's going to result in a three-point play opportunity. Easton, 8 of 11 at the line tonight. She has 19 points. And her free throw makes it 20. 73-68. Northwest not going away easily here as we hit 4 minutes to play. Brown across midcourt, left side, into the corner for Phillips. Up to Jones between the circles. Now over to the right side, Brown. To Mosley on the baseline. Mosley inside to Jones. Jones, a couple of dribbles, got the ball stuck on her hip and got called for the travel. So that'll give it back to Northwest with 3:42 to play. Alexis Fitzpatrick checking back into the Missouri Southern lineup. And Northwest will inbound. 73-68 the lead for Missouri Southern. Kenya Brown comes out of the ball game for Southern. Cross midcourt, Stevens. Works it on the wing. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson with a couple of dribbles. Now we'll go on the drive out to Matthews. The ball tip goes out of bounds off of Sharice Jones. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline out near the corner. Stevens steps out and will trigger it in. 3:27 to play. Into Nelson in the corner. She brings it up to the left wing. Now over to the right side for Stevens. Started a drive, gives it to Scott. Scott at the top of the key. Now to Easton. Open. The three on the way. May have been partially blocked. Phillips came out late defensively. And a shot short. Missouri Southern out of there with it. Up by five. 3:08 to go. Fitzpatrick to the right. To Jones. Top of the key. Looks inside. Gets it to Mosley. Mosley with a dribble. Hook shot inside. Good for Dominique Mosley. 16 for Mosley. 75-68. Missouri Southern on top. 2:50 to go. Nelson with it on the left side for Northwest. Drive down to the baseline, bumped by Jones. Jones will be called for her third. And it will send Ashley Nelson to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. So Nelson steps to the line, 2 of 2 tonight. Those attempts came back in the first half. And now the official, after Nelson had the ball, was going to say he comes in and signals 1 and 1. Thought that would have been a long continuation, but I think he thought that was the 10th foul. They're so used to signaling 2 fouls in this game that I think that's where he was going. But
that's a good point.
It is a 1 and 1 opportunity. And the front end of the 1 and 1 for Nelson. In and out, no good, but Annie Matthews there for the rebound. Out to Nelson on the left wing. Nelson gives it up for Stevens. Down to the corner for Easton. Easton with the crossover on the drive. Blows by Jones and draws the foul this time on Jones. That will be the 4th on Charisse Jones. 10th team foul and 2 opportunities for Ariel Easton for Northwest. Easton 9 of 11 at the line tonight. First one is good. 21 points for Ariel Easton. Second attempt on the way, and that one is good. 22 for Easton. 5-point Missouri Southern lead, 2.5 minutes to play. Southern with the basketball. It's Patrick on the right side, into the corner. Gets it for Phillips. Up to Jones. Jones over to the left side. Shot fake by Fitzpatrick. Now top of the key, Hartsock. Hartsock started a drive, cut off. Now Easton tipped it away. Hartsock comes up with it. Bounce pass down low, knocked away by Stevens, who dives after it. Comes up with the basketball. And we've got a whistle, and is this going to be a foul call or a timeout? Looks like a timeout. So Northwest will keep possession, 2:13 to go. Bearcats are down by 5. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
75-70, Missouri Southern with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 2:13 to play. And if Southern does hold on to win for this, they're having to work for it.
Yeah.
Northwest is not going to let it go.
Good hustle on defense that last time from Northwest, going after that loose ball, getting the timeout, and now a chance off the turnover to pull a little bit closer.
Monique Stevens will bring the ball up the floor for the Cats, working it on the right side. Brings it to the top of the key. Now looks over to the right for Easton. Gets it to her. Easton on the drive. The runner off the glass. No good. And Jones there for the rebound for Missouri Southern. Out to Fitzpatrick. Cross midcourt with it. Over to the right side. Now to the top of the key. Finds Jones. Southern trying to work a little bit of clock here. Now to Mosley down low. She goes up with the shot. The air ball rebounded by Jones. And a foul as Jones came down with the basketball. So she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul on Ashley Nelson is her third. So Jones steps to the line where she is 6 of 8 tonight. And she'll get two more opportunities here. First one is on the way, and that one's off the back of the rim. 1:43 to go. Two possession game right now. Northwest down. Southern came in with a 6-2 record in the MIAA. Northwest at 2-7. Second free throw by Jones is good. So she hit one of the two. She's got 20 points tonight. Cross midcourt comes Monique Stevens. Now onto the wing for Easton. Easton, a drive down to the baseline, to the basket. The ball knocked away, hit the bottom of the rim. Shawnee Phillips may have gotten a piece of it for Missouri Southern. And it's a 76-70 lead for the Lions as they have possession. Left side with it is Hartsock. Top of the key for Jones. Jones onto the right side for Phillips. 1:16 to play. Phillips on the drive. Up with the runner knocked away, but a reach-in foul will send her to the line to shoot two. Monique Stevens will be called for her fourth. So, Missouri Southern tonight able to dominate inside. Charisse Jones and Shantae Clay, their two inside players, have combined for 39 points tonight. Dominique Mosley has added 16 as well. Free throw rattles out for Shawnee Phillips. And a timeout by Northwest. 76-70, Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:13 to go. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 76-70. Missouri Southern with a lead over Northwest Missouri State's women, 1:13 to play. And coming out of the break, Southern will have a chance to add to that lead as Shawnee Phillips will get another chance at the free throw line. Missed the first of her two just before the timeout. And the second one is up and good. 11 points for Phillips, 77-70, Southern's lead. On the right side, Easton with it on the wing. Crosses over, goes on the drive, shot inside, and she is hammered. Three defenders converged on her. One of them got her across the forehead. That was Shawnee Phillips. That'll be the fourth on Phillips. 11th team foul, and East into the line for two.
Easton's had a lot of success here in the second half, driving to the bucket off the right side of the floor. Southern really doesn't have anybody that can keep up with her. It was a very quick first step getting her past the defender on her way to the bucket.
First free throw rattles down. 23 points tonight for Ariel Easton. 106 to go, a six-point Missouri Southern lead. And it'll stay that way as the second one misses for Easton. Mosley comes away with the rebound, fouled right away by Ashley Nelson. And Mosley will go to the other end and shoot two. She's probably not the one you want to foul. She's 8 of 8 tonight at the free throw line. 104 to go here. 77-71, Southern's lead. One free throw would make it a three-possession game. And a free throw good by Mosley. 9 of 9 at the line tonight. And one more opportunity coming up. And the second one is on the way. And that one no good. Nelson with the rebound. A 7-point lead for Southern with a minute to go. Stevens at the top of the key over to the right side. Hands it for Easton. Easton on to the left. Nelson. Nelson will drive with it, bobbled the ball, but got it, and hits the shot inside. 16 for Nelson. Full court pressure from Northwest, and a foul on the inbound. 51.6 seconds to go. And the foul will be against Ariel Easton. That will be the third on Easton. And two free throw opportunities for Alexis Fitzpatrick for Missouri Southern. Fitzpatrick, 12 of 19 at the line this season. Her first trip there tonight. Free throw on the way, off the back of the rim. It's a five-point game with 51.6 seconds to go. Timber Schechinger will come into the lineup, taking the place of Annie Matthews. A little bit more perimeter power for Northwest here, as they could use a three-pointer or two. Second free throw for Fitzpatrick. Oh, it's off the back of the rim, but Jones there for the rebound for Southern. Out to the right side, Hartzog. Hartzog bumped by Stevens as she spins, and that'll be the fifth on Monique Stevens. And to the free throw line goes Nicole Hartzog for Missouri Southern. Hartzog right now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. And Annie Matthews will replace Stevens in the lineup for the Bearcats. With 45 seconds to go, Shante Clay will check in for Missouri Southern as Mosley comes to the sideline. So Hartzog can make it a three-possession game, but she misses the first free throw. 78-73, Southern on top, and some missed free throws here in the last minute or so have given Northwest a little bit of a glimmer of hope, as the second free throw for Hartzog is good. She has 10. Inbound to Easton. Northwest down by 6. Nelson on the left side. Goes on the drive. Loses the dribble, but in the corner to Scott. Up to Schechinger. Left side, Easton. Fakes on a 3. Goes on the drive. Up with the shot. No good. Clay with the rebound for Missouri Southern. And now a foul as Shawnee Phillips takes the pass. Ariel Easton commits the foul, and Phillips will go to the line for two. ...79-73... Southern 30.8 seconds to go. And the first free throw by Phillips, in and out, no good. Boy, Southern has given Northwest just what you want when you're committing fouls late in the game. The Cats have been unable to take advantage. Second free throw missed as well. Schechinger with the rebound ahead to Easton. Easton on the right wing, and a reach-in foul by Shawnee Phillips. That'll be the fifth on her.
Not a very smart foul by Phillips. With the clock winding down there, you want that clock to get down as quick as possible. This stops the clock and gives Northwest a chance to add some points on the board here, and also she picks up her fifth out of it.
So coming into the lineup will be T. Singleton. And Easton will step to the line for two for Northwest. The first one off the back of the rim.
Cats have had some chances, as you mentioned, down the stretch here, but just haven't been able to capitalize on them.
Second one coming up as Dominique Mosley checks back into the Missouri Southern lineup. Not quite sure what the holdup is here, but Easton now gets ready for a second opportunity. We're seeing a great crowd fill in here at Bearcat Arena as Easton hits the second. 24 points for her. Inbound and a foul away from the ball. And they're going to call a foul on Missouri Southern. Meredith Scott was battling with Fitzpatrick during that inbound. And the foul call against Fitzpatrick will be her fifth.
Okay, a little bit of a push off trying to get a little space to receive the inbound pass.
So Northwest will inbound the basketball. It was a team control foul since they had possession. Won't result in free throws for Scott, but will result in a possession for Northwest. Coach Rhonda Hubbard, the interim head coach at Missouri Southern, decides to send T. Singleton into the ball game. And the inbound will come from Ariel Easton underneath her own bucket right side. 23.6 seconds to go. Inbound to Nelson. She bobbles the pass. They go to the floor after it. Jones and Nelson do, and the possession arrow will give it to Missouri Southern.
Another opportunity where they had a chance to get some points on the board and just saw it slip away.
79-74 Missouri Southern, and now a timeout for the Lions here as they get ready to go against the full court pressure from Northwest. And between missed free throws and really missed shots by Southern late, Cats have had a chance, but they've had a couple of layups we've seen missed. They've had a couple of missed free throws. So it's one thing that's most frustrating. It almost feels like it's a wider margin than a five-point game right now, but Cats have been in this the whole way.
Yeah, just converting on some opportunities that's been given to them. And, again, there was a stretch here in the second half where they were giving up a few quick looks by Missouri Southern where they got scored out of transition or just some easy buckets on where they were just not playing as intense on defense as they needed. A little bit of a difference as well. But it's going to be one of those games where you look back and feel like this is one you should have had. Again, 5 points to 21.2 seconds left. Still a chance here, but again, Northwest playing the top teams in the MIAA very close, just unable to get over the hump in these games. But they have to feel good about their effort. Again, they played hard throughout this one, just haven't executed quite as well on some key parts of this half as what they would have liked.
So teams making a liar out of at least me, maybe us. We thought with 29 fouls at the half, we couldn't see that again. But they've combined for 58 fouls in this game. And before the inbound can be thrown, a foul by Northwest. Meredith Scott called for a hold. That'll be her third, so that'll save some time for the Cats. But the Cats are going to need some more misses at the free throw line as T. Singleton will step up for her first free throw attempts of the season. Now, this is only her eighth game that she's played in so far this year. And the free throw on the way, off the back of the rim.
Yeah, I think the first portion of this second half, we did see the teams kind of adjust to the way the game was called out of the first half. And then as this half has gone along, seeing a few more fouls from Northwest standpoint, trying to stop the clock, some committing some fouls down the stretch.
And the second free throw is good for Singleton. So it's a six-point game. Northwest hustles up the floor. Easton fakes on a three, gives it to Schechinger. Now Schechinger will drive, kick it over to Scott. Scott will drive, gives it to Schechinger. A jumper in the lane, in and out, no good. Mosley the rebound for Missouri Southern. And their Cats are going to end up falling just short here tonight as the pass goes ahead to T. Singleton. And Missouri Southern will hold on for an 80-74 win over Northwest. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women with the loss to Missouri Southern, 80-74. We talked about the several missed opportunities, and you know, even with that, it was tough for either team to get any sort of a rhythm tonight. Both teams did play a little better offensively in the second half after we saw just the score tied at 29. We saw some more points go on the board, but neither team really got into a full rhythm tonight.
No, and it's just a very frustrating game from Northwest standpoint, one that when you look at the stats, everything fairly equal down the line. They just, at one period of time, gave up a few too many quick, easy looks at the bucket, and that might be really the difference in the second half. And when you, again, looking at the team stat-wise, almost identical through the stretch, with exception that Missouri Southern getting off just a few more field goal attempts than what Northwest had and converted on a couple of those, and really that's it.
Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Aided is 74, the final. Missouri Southern women with the win tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back with the extra effort award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university prepares for winter storms that move through the area.
We plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA. And in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers, they provide a lot of testing but also tips to all of us to be ready. And, you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place. And that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, As you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So we're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. He was talking to John Coffey on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Champion Gym Owners.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 80-74, Missouri Southern women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our extra effort award, and John, one player that we saw really especially get aggressive in the second half, taking the ball to the hole and had some success and leading the Cats in scoring tonight was Ariel Easton.
Yeah, Ariel ended up 5 of 15 from the field. A lot of those drives resulted into getting to the free throw line, where she was 13 of 18 at the line, had 3 rebounds, along with 3 assists and a steal, and ended up with 24 points. So overall, a good game for Ariel Easton.
16 points out of Ashley Nelson as well tonight for Northwest Missouri State. On the other side for Missouri Southern, leading scorer was Sharice Jones. She finished with 20 points, 19 points for Shantae Clay, and 17 off the bench for Dominique Mosley. They're 3 inside players for Missouri Southern. So Northwest falls to 5-12 on the year, 2-8 in the MIAA. Southern moves to 13-3 and 7-2. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Bearcat Arena, game 2 of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern, a big matchup for these two teams. Northwest coming into the game a half game in front of Missouri Southern in the MIAA standings. The Bearcats in first place with an 8-1 conference record. They're 13-5 overall. Missouri Southern comes in at 13-2 and 7-1 in MIAA play. The Lions also this week move into the top 25 as they're ranked 22nd. And then an NABC Division II top 25 poll. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, doesn't get much better than this. Home game in the middle of January
We're playing for the top spot in the MIAA.
Absolutely, you know, and like we said, the Cats have done that a couple of times already, but this one has more of a feel for the true top spot, knowing that Missouri Southern has played a little bit deeper into the season up at the top, as has Northwest, obviously. But both of these teams very athletic. You know, Coach Robert Korn is going to bring a great team to the floor, as he has done so many times over the years, and he's done it again this year.
I think one of the things that makes this matchup so much fun tonight is the fact that both teams are coming in probably playing as good a basketball as they played all season long.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, Northwest got through a little bit of a funk there right after the break, but are back in full stride right now, and they're going to see a team that likes to get up and down the floor, and if they're doing that successfully, Missouri Southern can put a lot of points up in a hurry, so the Bearcats are going to have to be ready, especially defensively tonight.
Northwest and Missouri Southern, we'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Missouri Southern going through their pregame warmups. And Maddie touched on this a little bit earlier during the women's broadcast. Had a good crowds on hand for this one. And Northwest and Bearcat Arena has been drawing some good crowds during the last couple weeks. And not only that, they're in the stands, but they're having fun and making some noise here.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing and maybe a difference than we've seen over crowds in the past from Northwest. Not only is it big consistently, but they are noisy. I mean, we've seen some big crowds in the past where, you know, they're here enjoying the basketball game and seeing some good basketball, but may not be quite as noisy. But this crowd has really been into it, especially ever since the students came back from break, and they're going to be needed tonight for sure.
Northwest and Missouri Southern, we'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Des Moines native Bill Oliver is a 1981 graduate of Northwest Missouri State and says his experiences while working on the university's public radio station, KXCV, have aided him throughout his career, and one night in particular stands out to him. July 24th, 1979. The night of the administration building fire, the fire destroyed the KXCV studios, forcing the staff and students to find a way to get the station back on the air by the next morning.
Being called out from the dorm and seeing what was happening to the west end of the administration building, and then the immediate response by Raleigh Stallman and Warren Stuckey and everyone else in the administration to allow us to be able to put together that temporary facility and the construction trailer underneath the tower at the former tower site north of campus. And that emergency response, you know, that still stays with me anytime there's an emergency situation, be it a severe weather or whether there's a breaking news item. You know, I still roll back, what's it been now, 34 years to that incident and how well everybody responded.
Oliver says he has stayed in the broadcast field in a number of different capacities since graduation.
Most of what I've done since college has been in news and sports, but I've had the opportunity to be in management, in operations, had the opportunity to be a manager at three radio stations, and 3.5 years ago had the opportunity to join a news staff in a Bryan College Station for a locally owned company that does things the right way.
Oliver is currently the news director of WTAW Radio in Bryan College Station, Texas.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena on our pregame. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, before tonight's matchup with Missouri Southern. And, Coach, again, a lot of basketball left to be played, but a pretty big game tonight with the Lions.
Oh, yeah, for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the conference championship, and then, you know, some regional stuff. It's just a huge game. It'll test us. It'll test where we're at as far as defensively, offensively, every aspect of our game. It'll test us, and it'll be a fun environment, hopefully, to play in.
One of the things that's exciting when you look at this matchup, it really appears that both teams are playing very good basketball coming into tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, and I think we're two pretty opposite teams. I know they lead the league in scoring offense. However, they're not overly skilled. They do everything on athleticism, just outplaying you effort-wise, and then, you know, scoring a lot in transition, rebounds, stuff like that. So we're a little bit more of the skilled type of team, and so it'll be polar opposites, and it might be a high-scoring affair. We'll see.
One of the things that they've done in the last several years, it seems like they've been a very good team that does a lot of full-court pressing and tries to get a lot of points in the transition. Is that kind of what we're going to be expecting a little bit tonight as well?
Yeah, they're as fast a team as we've played all year. I mean, they are fast, and they need to be, because if they get them in the half court, they don't shoot it overly well. It doesn't mean they're not going to make shots, but, their strength is really getting out and going and then getting to the rim early and then obviously going after those O-boards. So we need to make sure we get back, and then obviously it doesn't matter if you're back if you don't defend them. You got to defend them as well.
When you talk about getting them into a half-court offense, it seems like a lot of teams like this, they have to get into their half-court offense, so they might get a little bit impatient if they have to work the shot clock a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they have 20 seconds into the shot clock offense. You know, I'm not sure exactly what they would run because they've really scored a lot in transition, or they take an early average shot, and you need to force them into those early average shots all game long. You can't give them a single run because that's what they feed off of.
It's a big key to keeping them out of that transition game, just rebounding as well as trying to cut down on turnovers.
Yeah, cut down on turnovers obviously will be huge, and then just sprinting back and being aware. I don't think a lot of teams have done that. I think they just kind of jog back and they feel like they're slightly ahead of their man. Well, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to be back if you don't defend them, and we need to make sure we do that tonight.
And as far as offense goes, a lot of it from a Northwest standpoint here tonight, just doing what you do well.
Yeah, they kind of stay home on shooters a lot, so we might be able to go inside more than we have, kind of do a little bit more of that, and then driving, we're just going to have to finish, rather than penetrate and pitch as much, we're going to have to finish, and we'll see if we can do that.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned, we'll be back, have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Many activities are taking place at Northwest Missouri State this week honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The week began with the third annual Peace March put on by Northwest's Office of Intercultural Affairs. The march began Monday at the J.W. Jones Student Union and went down 4th Street to the Nottoway County Courthouse. Many people held signs and the National Panhellenic Council performed what is known as a stroll along with calls.
1-1-1-1-1-1-9! Oh!
What you just heard was the NAPC Unity Stroll. This stroll shows the unity of all the different organizations. Edward Gibson IV is coordinator for the Office of Intercultural Affairs. He says this unity amongst these organizations is important.
In the past, during the Civil Rights Movement, the National Panhellenic Council was on the forefront of supporting the Civil Rights Movement.
Gibson adds the turnout each year keeps growing. Northwest student Bree Ferguson attended the event, and she says this is the first time she's ever participated in something like this.
Well, my first thought was I'm glad it's not as cold as it usually is, but it was a good march, and I think that, I mean, it was fun. I really enjoyed seeing a lot. It was diverse. It was really diverse, and that's one thing that I think was most significant about this Peace March.
Director of the Office of Intercultural Affairs at Northwest Missouri State, Steve Bryant, says he was glad with the turnout.
I think there had to have been at least about 60, 70 people that participated in the march. So I think really good. It seemed like everyone learned something new and really got engaged, and that's what this day is all about, is learning about the history, the past, the legacy that Dr. King set, and to keep making that dream come true.
Bryant adds the events continue the rest of the week with Dress Like My Friend Martin tonight. Tomorrow is Go to High School, Go to College, and Friday's event is Are We Forgetting the Dream? For more information about the events, call 660-562-1517. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Missouri Southern. The Bearcats at 13-5, 8-1 in the MIAA, and first place in the conference. A half game in front of Missouri Southern, which comes in 13-2 and 7-1 in MIAA play. For the Bearcats, it's the starting lineup they've gone with the entire season. Deshaun Cooper at one of the guard spots, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 14 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game. He's been in double-figure scoring in the last 9 contests, and he's 6th in the MIAA in assists per game at 4.6. Also, Bryston Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph, Lafayette, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's had an 18-point performance a week ago against Southwest Baptist, where he is 5 of 8 on 3-point attempts. At one of the wing spots, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. But during the 5-game winning streak the Bearcats are on, he's been averaging nearly 17 points a game and shooting 53% from the field. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior from Kearney, Missouri. He's second in the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 62.3%. And he's 54 points away from joining the 1,000-point club at Northwest. He's averaging 15 points and 5 boards a contest. For Missouri Southern, they'll be starting inside Greg Renfro, a 6'8 sophomore out of Delaware, Oklahoma. He's averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. Also look at one of the forward spots, Jordan Talbert, a 6'6 senior out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He's also an excellent shot blocker, averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds a game. And he has 30 block shots on the year. Also had a forward, Marcus Addison, a 6'4 senior out of Olathe, Kansas, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds a game. At a guard spot, Lane Barlow, a 6-foot junior from Chicago, Illinois, a transfer to the program from Moraine Valley Community College. He's averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per contest. And that is the way the lineup looks for this Missouri Southern team. As the Missouri Southern team comes in 13-2 and 7-1 in MIAA play. For Missouri Southern, coming off a win over Lincoln University on Saturday, 99-80. And for Northwest, they're coming off a big win against Central Missouri on Saturday. The Mules at the time were a game behind the Bearcats in the MIAA standings and coming off that win here at Bearcat Arena. Earlier this evening, Missouri Southern's women defeated Northwest 80-74. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off for this matchup between the Lions and Bearcats. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
You may be big, but even...